12 years after becoming a state, the Texas State Legislature established a residential school for the blind.
For 60 or so years, the school existed in various locations around Austin.
Rather nomadic for several decades.
Everything changed in 1916. With funds from the legislature and land at 45th and Lamar donated by the citizens of Austin, the state of Texas created a permanent site for the Texas School for the Blind.
They no longer had to worry about where the school was going to be. They could concentrate on what the school was going to be.
It was kind of a stark looking facility, this nice little quiet neighborhood surrounding the school, but it was old looking in the 1950s.
Looking around the campus now, you would never know that there was an older school here at one time.
Where the main building is now was this huge open field where we played football.
We had 5 telephones. It was nice then, even though now I guess we have more business than we used to, so everybody needs a telephone.
They had the old radiators to heat the buildings. They finally put in central heat and air. That was nice.
My mother and I would drive by the school and she would point to the superintendent's house and say, that's where the nuns live who take care of the blind kids. It was just her assumption that if you had blind children somewhere, it would be nuns taking care of them. And so I now live in the house where the nuns have never lived.
The school in our hometown would not be able to teach me, so my parents sent me here. I came on the day after my 6th birthday.
When your kid went to TSBVI, you did not see them for months.
It was basically a boarding school, in effect, for school districts to send their blind children to learn the basics.
The hard part is when the younger students have to leave their homes and come here.
My mother and dad came and said, honey, we're gonna leave. I said, okay, and sent them on their way.
If you wanted to go to one central point where Austin and TSBVI and then ultimately Texas started really emerging, I really look to Natalie Berrega as a real pivotal person at a real pivotal time with that.
In 1990, when Dr. Hatlin was hired, this school changed so much.
Kids used to come here, grow up here, and stay in Austin because this is the only community they knew. And, you know, that's not bad. Austin's great. I live here. But isn't it fair, I think, to their families and their communities to say, what can we do so they can stay in their community if they choose to?
Weekends home, outreach, short-term programs.
With the teachers encouraging them, they're teaching them, they're mentoring them, and just pushing them on. And they're cheerleaders, they're in the band.
Wrestling, go-ball, track and field, tennis, triathlon, 10Ks. Beat kickball, beat baseball.
All the things that started happening.
We made those changes and we pioneered those changes with a couple of our sister schools throughout the country. That has made the Texas School for the Blind, you know, one of the premier schools for the blind in the whole country.
I see people doing yoga with kids and just infusing all of these things that just, you know, make a kid's world bigger.
It was just a tremendous change in her quality of life as well as our ability to communicate with her. Her level of growth was exponential almost every month as she learned.
There are roughly 25 million people in Texas. It's estimated that there are about 10,000 blind and visually impaired students. We're a small population in the grand scheme of things, but the impact that TSBVI has can make a huge difference in a student's life.
One of the most powerful lessons that kids get when they come to TSBVI is that feeling that they're not alone and that there are other kids like them and that there are people in the world who understand visual impairment, that they belong in a way in the world that sometimes it's hard to feel when you're out there in a local district and you're the only one.
We have the right and the responsibility to lead successful and productive lives.
Independence will only be had if you learn how to take care of yourself.
If you're going to really learn something, you've got to get kids in close to the learning, have their hands on it, have their eyes and their magnifying glasses on it, whatever it takes to access that.
It's not a cookie cutter approach to each kid.
So I got here and it was one-on-one. If I needed that moment where I was confused, I got that moment.
I wanted all of our students to have that opportunity, and it's not that it's just given to you, you've earned it.
Now the parents were a participating partner in the development of that student's individualized educational program. They had to be part of it. They had to contribute. For many of them, it was an opportunity.
Families need to meet other families, and I think an important part of what our school does is provide a hub for families to meet each other.
All the parents. When we go there, the staff cares for us. They welcome us with love. It feels like family.
How can we expand what we're doing here to make an impact out there with families and school districts?
The Texas School for the Blind truly has a statewide mission, building local capacity, going in and doing training.
How to do that? With a state as big as Texas geographically is no small challenge.
More students get that chance for immersion and really strong skill building. When they go back to their communities, more communities learn how to build a community that's accessible to their students.
The support for our teachers is huge. The demand is huge, but the support is huge.
We have so much leeway to innovate, to improve upon, to take in ideas.
It's a team job. It's not just one teacher. It's all of them.
TSBVI is dedicated to the students that are here and the students that are out there.
Why else would the legislature give us the money to build a new campus, a state-of-the-art campus, other than the fact that they know that what happens here produces successful students, and the fact that we're outreaching to students all over the state?
They are proud of what we do from all that they hear, because the feedback they get from school districts, from professionals in the field, most of all from parents, their constituents who vote for them, so, you know, 99.9% positive. They don't want to do a bad thing to us.
I can't walk a mile in the shoes of these families or these kids, but I do get the opportunity to see lots of different experiences and to grow from them.
All I can say is that I believe that the students that come from here know that they've been cared for.
I think of it more like a family, and it takes a family support make those things happen.
I got here and I went from believing I was nobody to believing I was somebody.
If one day I'm gone, I know he will succeed, because that school changes life.
I felt safe here. I felt important here.
The people that do come here change lives, whether they know it or not.
You do more to save lives than you know. Know that you are appreciated beyond words.
I would call it dynamic because the level of change that goes on here all the time, but that's a long period of time to be constantly reinventing. Every department has been reinventing itself over time in really exciting ways.